Blog Talk Radio.
See, I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and then making no moves. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous, but
good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
All right. We have Mom, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening. And Loretta.
Good evening.
Hubert.
Greetings, greetings, shalom, shalom.
And this is Sister Shirley.
Good evening.
Good evening. Loretta, you can go ahead and start reading until others join.
Okay, I'm picking up in Leviticus 7, starting with chapter 11. Okay, and it goes on to say, here are the instructions concerning the sacrifices given to the Lord as special peace offering. If it is an offering of thanksgiving, unleavened shortbread shall be included with the sacrifice, along with unleavened wafers, spread with olive oil, and loaves from a batter of flour mixed with olive oil. This Thanksgiving peace offering shall be accompanied with loaves and leavened bread. Part of the sacrifice shall be presented to the Lord by a gesture of waving it before the altar. Excuse me. Then it shall be given to the assisting priest, the one who sprinkled the blood of the animal present for the sacrifice. After the animal has been sacrificed, and present it to the Lord as a peace offering to show special appreciation and thanksgiving to him, it meat is to be eaten that same day, and none left to be eaten the next day. However, if someone brings a sacrifice that is not for thanksgiving, but it is because of a vow or is simply a voluntary offering to the Lord, any portions of the sacrifice that is not eaten that day, it is sacrificed, may be eaten the next day, but anything left over until the third day shall be burned. For if any of it is eaten on the third day, the Lord would not accept it. It will have no value as a sacrifice, and there will be no credit to the one who brought it to be offered. And the priest who eats it shall be guilty, for it is detestable to the Lord, and the person who eats it must answer for his sin. Any meat that comes into contact with anything that is ceremonial unclean shall not be eaten but burned. And as for the meat that may be eaten, it may be eaten only by a person who is ceremonial clean. Any priest with a ceremonial unclean but eat the Thanksgiving offering anyway shall be cut off from his people, for he has defiled what is sacred. Anyone who touches anything that is ceremonial unclean, whether it is uncleanness from man or beast, and then eat the peace offering, shall be cut off from his people, for he has defiled what is holy. Then the Lord said to Moses, tell the people of Israel never to eat fat, whether from oxen, sheep, or goat, the fat of an animal that dies of disease or is attacked and killed by wild animals, may be used for other purposes but never eaten. Anyone who eats fat from an offering sacrificed by fire to the Lord shall be outlawed from his people. Never eat blood, whether of birds or animal. Anyone who does shall be excommunicated from his people. Amen.
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 Okay, we have one more caller. Is that Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Welcome. Are you by yourself?
Yes.
Oh. All right. I'm going to let you run the show.
Okay. All right. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line by Angela, please.
Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We ask you to bind this line and loose your angels to protect us as we share our prayers. Lord, destroy and remove any deceptions in our minds as we bow and worship before you. Romans 1 through 2. God, we ask you to guide us with mercy and not allow us to conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. This is so that we will be able to test and approve what your good, pleasing, and perfect will is. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that blessing, Angela. And we're going to move right on into our program. And I have Auntie Betty. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
I'm coming from the book of Proverbs, chapter 4. My children, listen when your father corrects you. Pay attention and learn good judgment, for I am giving you good guidance. Don't turn away from my instruction, for I too was once my father's son, tenderly loved as my mother only child. My father taught me, take my word to heart. Follow my commandment and you will live. Get wisdom, develop good judgment. Don't forget the word or turn away from them. Don't turn your back on wisdom, for she will protect you. Love her and she will guide you. Getting wisdom is the wisest thing you can do. And whatsoever you do, develop good judgment. She will make you great. Embrace her, and she will honor you. She will place a lovely wreath on your head. She will present you with a beautiful crown. My child, listen to me and do as I say, and you will have a long, good life. I will teach you wisdom ways and lead you straight into the path. When you walk, you won't be held back. When you run, you won't stumble. Take hold of my correction. Don't let them go. Guide them, for they are the key to life. My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight on them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Proverbs. Let's see here. Sister Shirley, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from Psalm 96.
Amen.
Sing a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name, proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all people. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord all families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of through his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The Lord, the world is firmly established. He cannot be moved. He will judge the people with equality, with equity. Let the heaven rejoice, let the earth be glad, let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let all the trees of the forest sing for joy. Let all creation rejoice before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the people in his faithfulness.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Psalms. Hubert, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Hi,
yes,
before we move on.
Okay.
Hubert, before you go on, we do have a new caller, Auntie Marie. Wait a minute. I got on. I'm sorry, Auntie Marie?
Yes.
Welcome.
Reverend Allen.
Good evening.
Amen. Welcome.
Okay, Hubert, you want to share some good news with the group tonight?
Yes, I let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in his sight, O Yahweh. I'll be coming from Proverbs 24, verse 26 to 34. An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. Finish your outdoor work and get your field ready. After that, fill your house. Do not testify against your neighbor without cause, or use your lips to deceive. Do not say, I do to him as he done to me. I pay that man back for what he did. I went past the field of the sluggard, past the vineyards of the man who lacks judgment. Thorns had come up everywhere. The ground was covered with weeds, and the stone wall was in ruins. I applied my heart to what I observed, and I learned the lesson from what I saw. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hand to rest, and poverty will come on you like a bandit, and scarcity like an armed man. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Let's see, Mom, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming out of Mark 11, 12 through 18. And except with all this, program is let the church be the church. As a small lab in the inner city, church testimony service many years ago, I can recall hearing the elder deacon say, us is just got to let the church be the church. I understood many things said during the meeting like those, but I had a problem comprehending the meaning of that statement. Can anything or anyone stop the church from being the church? Unfortunately, the answer to this question is yes. When Jesus entered the temple every one day, he encountered a commercial enterprise that had little to do with the real business of the temple worship. Money changing and transporting goods was not the purpose of the temple, and he was angry when people were thinking about money and not about God. After Jesus had chased the enterprise away, he said, it is not written, my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it a den of robbers. Whenever we allow worldly concerns to supersede Christ's mission, we disrupt the purpose of the church in the mind of the people of the world. Therefore, our action refused to let the church be the church. When we place too much emphasis on position, fashion, courtesy, paying dues, and selling tickets, we miss the mark that Jesus Christ has set for his church. Now, in the best time of all of us to get with God, progress for the church. Not only must we study the word, but we must also practice the word. We are the only Bible that many folks will read. We must not misinterpret God's word and the church to people who see our activity and purpose. Before Jesus returned to clear the church as he cleared the temple, us is just got to let the church be the church. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Mark. Let's see here. Reverend Allen, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm coming out of Ezekiel, there, chapter 16, verse. And it came to pass at the end of the seventh day that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word of my mouth and give them warning from me. And when I said unto the weakest, they shall surely die, that they give him no warning, or speak to the one, the wicked, from his ways, and to save his life. The same wicked man shall die in his sin, but the blood of them required at their hand. Yet if thou were the wicked, and turn not from his wicked way, nor from his wickedness. He shall die in his sin. But thou hast delivered thee thy soul. Again, when the righteous man does not from his righteousness and commit sin, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die because thou hast not given him a warning, and he shall die in his sin. And the righteous which he had done shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require on thy hand. May God have a blessing to the reader.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Reverend Allen, out of Ezekiel. Angela, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. The title of my reading is Making It Home Safely, coming out of Proverbs 12:13. The righteous person escapes trouble. God will not prevent us from having trouble, having difficulties or trouble, but that troubles won't overwhelm us. Trouble will not defeat us. Trouble will not hinder us from our blessings. Trouble may delay God's blessings. Trouble may cause us to be weary and worn in the midst of our struggles. But do not worry or get upset, because God will bring those who are in a right relationship with him safely through. God tells us, when it seems like the river is about to overflow its banks, just hold on. His unseen hand will be will be your dam, preventing a flood from overwhelming you. When you feel like Job, confused and wondering why every area of your life is under attack, just hold on and give God praise. Help is on the way. He'll send angels to put a hedge around you. Trust in God. Wait on his timing and deliverance, for God will bring you out, enabling you to make it home safely. So don't give up. Just reach out to God. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela, out of Proverbs. Let's see, Auntie Dodd, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm reading from the Upper Room, With Us Always, Mark 4:39. I was having a rough morning. I hadn't slept well. I was worried. Family member was struggling with health issues. A valued employee had resigned. I was trying to meet project deadline. As I stood making small talk during the coffee hour at church, my mind was filled with anxious. A friend walked up to me. "This is the most beautiful cross I had ever seen," she said, and pointed to a wooden cross that hung in the coffee area. The church custodian had made it from two narrow tree limbs, lashed together with cord. I told her it had been there for several years. She put her hand to her face and said, "Isn't that amazing? That beautiful cross had been there all this time, and I haven't even noticed it." Mm-hmm. I studied the cross, the symbol of God. Sanctified love for us. It seemed to ring out to me in my time of distress. On that morning, the cross and the comment from my friend brought me a message from God. "I am here for you. I have always been here with you." When we get caught up in worry, we can't look around for signs of God's presence. When we turn our worry over to God through prayer, we can receive God's comfort. "Dear God, Thank you for guiding us through the storm of life. Open our eyes so that we can see the sign of your presence. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot out of Mark. And that leads me to Auntie Marie. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
Hey, I'll be coming from Romans, the 6th chapter, starting at the 1st verse. What shall we say? Then shall we continue in sin that grace may abide? God forbid, how shall we that are dead in sin live as longer than grace may abide? God forbid, how shall we that are dead in sin live as longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as was baptized in Jesus Christ baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that, like as Christ was risen, was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection.
Amen.
Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we shall not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie, out of Romans. And that put us over into the part of our program where we are praying for our sick and shut-ins. So if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the works that you are performing right now. And Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Auntie Carrie, Uncle Willie, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Eileen Holiday, Desert Kendrick, Lenny and family, the Boyers family, the Rossiter family, Carlos and the Wells family, Dwight and family, DeMarcus, Malachi, Tony, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Marianne and family, the Williams family, the Moody family, Sister Shirley and family, Theresa and Jesse Verner, Eric, Rochelle Bessler, Brian, Tally and family, Ruth Edwards, the Simmons family, the Mapp family, and anyone else that stands in the need of a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. For we plead the blood of Jesus over our sick and shut-ins from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, for there is still power in the blood. Father God, we ask that you create in all of our sick and shut-in a clean heart and renew their mind. Give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Father God, we call upon Jehovah Rapha for complete healing. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay. Part of our program, birthday week of September the 18th through the 24th. Any birthdays we need to recognize?
Willie Cody. And Michael Moody, today, their birthday today.
Amen.
Glenn Cole and Michael Temp Moody, amen.
Champ Lately tomorrow.
Champ tomorrow, amen.
Yeah. That's all I know
Daughter on the 20th.
I'm sorry, who was that? Sarah. Okay. Sarah Mellons. Okay.
Called the Madeline on the 22nd.
Yes.
22nd. Okay.
That's my daughter.
Oh, okay.
Amen. Amen. Okay, let's see here. Auntie Dot, would you do the birthday song for us, please?
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Happy birthday.
Amen. Happy birthday. Amen. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Thank you for that birthday song, Auntie Dot. And we move into our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, a poem. And I'll just go down the list. You can share. If not, pass. And I will start out with Auntie Marie.
Mm-hmm. Aunt Marie. I can't find it. Wait. Come back to me.
Okay. No problem. Let's see here. Mom?
Yeah.
Any praise report?
I'm going to pimp to try to sing a song.
Amen.
Holy, holy, holy.
Amen.
Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, early in the morning the sun shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and skies and seas. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Aretha.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that song, Mom. And I move right on into the program. Auntie Dot, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm going to read up the room again, Luke 2:47. I recently turned 80 years old. Even at this age, I cannot forget my Sunday school teacher. I attended Sunday school from the age of 3 to 18. During this period, I received Jesus as my Savior. I am grateful for my teacher who taught the living word of God with deep commitment and love. All these years later, I still have great respect for my Sunday school teacher. In Luke chapter 2, we see 12-year-old Jesus sitting with the teacher in the temple. And they were all astonished by his wisdom and answer. He was well versed in scripture. What about our children? I firmly believe God had a plan to use Sunday school to do faith service for the church. Children are special in the sight of God, and it was my privilege to serve as a Sunday school teacher for about 3 decades. By attending Sunday school, our children can learn about Jesus Christ and the scripture. We can pass on the lessons of faith to future generations. God of truth, bless Sunday school teachers and students and make them fruitful for the church. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that reading out of Luke 2. Doc, thank you very much. Let's see. I will go next. My reading is out of Joel Osteen. The title is Expected Favor. And you can follow the reading out of Psalms 84 and 11. God wants to pour out his abundant blessing, his abundant victory and favor in your life. In Psalms 8:5, the Bible says that God has crowned us with glory and honor. Another word for honor is favor. In other words, God has crowned us with his favor. He wants you to thrive and excel in life. You are a child of the Most High God. You walk in his favor each and every day, not because of who you are, but because of whose you are. You are favored because you are a child of God, and he wants you to be favor-minded. To be favor-minded simply means that you are releasing your faith, knowing that God wants to bless you. The more favor-minded you are, the more of God's favor you're going to see. Begin to declare that you have the favor of God surrounding you. Knowing God's favor will bring you to a place of peace, hope, and victory. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, Auntie Marie.
All righty.
Amen.
Verses from 1 John, down at the first verse. This which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have helmed of the world. For this life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and showed unto you that eternal life was with the Father and was manifest unto us. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie, out of 1 John.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister Shirley, any song, poem, praise report, a testimony you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll share a bit of a poem. No man lives alone. Each man's joy is joy to me. Each man's grief is my own. We need so I feel the sin. Each man as my brother. Each man as my friend. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for that reading. No man live alone. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Reverend Allen, any press report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group?
No.
Amen. Okay. Let's see here. Auntie Betty? Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group?
Yes, I want to read Psalm 100.
Amen.
It said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, that he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter unto the gate with thanksgiving and unto the court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endure to all generations. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing Psalms 100 with us, Auntie Betty. Next, I'll go to Angela. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Song. Can you hear me?
Now we can.
You can hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain. There's an hour in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. To break every chain, 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 break every chain. There's an army rising up, and there's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Break
every chain. Break every chain. I hear your calling. I hear the chains falling.
For that song, Angela, power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, moving on to Hubert. Any song or poem or testimony or praise report you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share on the kingdom of righteousness out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 32. See, a king will reign in righteousness, and rulers will rule with justice. Each man will be like a shelter from the wind and a refuge from the storm, by streams of water in the desert and the shadow of a great rock in a thirsty land. Then the eyes of those who see will no longer be closed, and the ears of those who hear will listen. The mind of the rash will know and understand, and the stammering tongue will be fluent and clear. No longer will the fool be called noble, nor the scoundrel be highly respected. For the fool speaks folly. His mind is busy with evil. He practices ungodliness and spreads error concerning the Lord. The hungry he leaves empty, and from the thirsty he withholds water. The scoundrel methods are wicked. He makes up schemes to destroy the poor with lies, even when the plea of the needy is just. But the noble man makes noble plans, and by noble deeds he stands. And above all, stand. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Let's see here. That seemed to have wrapped up that part of the program. And is there anything anyone else would like to share before Angela come to us with the closing prayer? Amen. A wonderful show, a wonderful program tonight. Okay.
Amen.
So if everyone would bow their head, please.
Lord, you are our God. We will exalt you and praise your name. For in perfect faithfulness, you have done wonderful things, things planned long ago. God is love. He is always with us and will give us the strength we need to do all that he has planned for us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. And Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor for protection from our enemy. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jesus loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a blessed week, and good night. We love you all.
Good night.
We love you too.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.